the box. My eyes filled with tears. What was I supposed to do? Chase Harper through the schoolyard? Tell her no? You can't say no to someone dumping you, can you? I watched Harper reach Georgette. They glanced at me. Harper shook her head. Georgette laughed. I turned and ran back inside, through the cafeteria, past the library, and into the single bathroom, which was thankfully empty. I slammed the door shut and turned the metal lock. Then I stared at my now very high V neck, face, and arms in the mirror. I tried to calm myself by taking deep breaths, which is not something you really want to do in a smelly bathroom. I leaned against the cool white tiles and let the tears spill down my cheeks. When the bell rang, I wiped my eyes with the back of my hand. I had to get to class. I went to turn the lock. It didn't budge. I tried again. It still wouldn't budge. The door was jammed. I heard kids' voices and laughter out in the hall. "Hello?" I called out, starting to panic. "I'm stuck. Can someone help me? Anyone?" I pounded on the door. "Anyone?" There was no answer. No one could hear me. I sank to the cold floor and started to sob. "Worst day ever," I muttered. There was a gust of air from one of the vents, and the overhead lights flickered off. Great. Not only was I a friendless, Hy-Vee crybaby, I was now also trapped in a pitch-black bathroom. Then the lights came back on. At least I had that. After school, my mom was waiting for me in the pickup area. Since we live so close by, Mom walks me to and from school every day. As soon as she saw me, she put her arms around me and hugged me close. She smelled like Play-Doh. "Are you okay?" she asked. "No," I said. Mom is the director of a preschool in our neighborhood. She was wearing a black blazer, black pants, a white button-down shirt, and pearl earrings. Everyone says we look alike. We have the same pale skin and curly dark blonde hair. But I wear mine long and Mom's hair is short. And she doesn't get red blotches all over her face. "The nurse called me about your hives. I said it was all right to give you an antihistamine." My mom pulled back and studied my cheeks. "What happened?" "I accidentally locked myself in the bathroom for 45 minutes, I told her. My stress hives had gotten much, much worse in those 45 minutes. "Oh, no." "Oh, yes. Some third grader finally heard my yells and found Principal Bort, who got me out with the help of three teachers and the janitor. Principal Bort sent me to the nurse when he saw the hives." Thank goodness the nurse didn't make me return to class. I waited in his office for the final bell to ring and for kids to clear out before heading to my classroom to get my backpack. That way I didn't have to see anyone. "I'm so sorry, hon," Mom said as we walked down 90th Street. "It's terrible that you were stuck in the bathroom." "That wasn't even what caused the hives," I said. I blinked back tears. "First, I forgot my homework, and then Harper told me she didn't want to be friends anymore." My mom stopped on the corner. "She told you that?" "Yes, and she's not coming to my birthday." Mom winced. "What? I'm going to text her mother." "No, Mom, you can't. Promise you won't. Promise. That would make everything worse." She sighed. "Do you have other friends you want to invite? Maybe some of the kids from your new class?" "I don't even talk to them. I barely know them. That's how you get to know them, Mom said. I'll think about it, I said, even though I knew I wouldn't. Besides, it was already Monday. How could I make friends in time to invite them to a Saturday party? Impossible. Mom and I crossed Broadway, and we walked past the Pilates studio, Goodwill store, Starbucks, and a nail salon called Oasis. I had never been inside Oasis. My mother gets a manicure once a month, but she says it's absurd for a kid to get one. What about your friend from the second floor? Mom asked as we turned onto our street. You could invite her to your birthday. What? Who? You know, the girl who plays the sax, she said excitedly. Mom, she's six. I don't want to celebrate my birthday with a six-year-old. What about Rose, then? My old babysitter? No. Mom, come on. I don't even want a party. We'll just forget my birthday this year. Don't worry, Mom said, putting her arm around me. I bet Harper will come around. I swallowed hard. I didn't see that happening. We stopped outside the blue awning of our apartment building. You go on in, Mom said. Your brother is already home. I just need to run over to the kosher marketplace to pick up dinner. We're Jewish, and although we're not very religious, we try to keep kosher. That means we don't eat meat and dairy together, and we never eat pork or shellfish. The kosher marketplace has some great stuff. Potato pancakes, raisin noodle kugel, crispy chicken schnitzel. But my mom is very into health food. Dinner is usually baked chicken or salmon with steamed veggies and brown rice. Any chance we could get a pizza tonight? I asked hopefully. That would cheer me up. There are tons of pizza places on the Upper West Side. My family eats from non-kosher restaurants. We just don't order non-kosher items, so no pepperoni on our pizza. Pizza isn't very nutritious, Mom said. Of course. My mom's rules include, but are not limited to, no pizza except on rare occasions, no junk food, lights out at 8 for me, 10 for my older brother, Bram, no TV or video games during the week. She unlocked the front door of our building to let me in. Be sure to get started on your homework, she told me. I don't want you forgetting it again. I flinched. I knew Mom wouldn't let that slide. Kay, see you soon. I walked into our small lobby, where our super, Mr. Wangens, was mopping the floor. His parrot, Doodles, was perched on his shoulder. Doodles is bright blue, and when she's not hanging out with Mr. Wangens, she likes to fly around our building's back courtyard. Oh, and Doodles hates me. I'm not kidding. Ahoy, Becca. How's your day? Mr. Wangens asked cheerfully. Mr. Wangens has been the super of our building for 20 years. He lives in an apartment on the first floor and takes care of everything. Repairs, packages, recycling. He's very friendly. Unlike Doodles. Go away! Doodles squawked at me. See? Stop it, Doodles, Mr. Wangens said. Be nice to Becca. My day was fine, I lied, heading for the elevator. I was eager to get upstairs. Oh, Becca, you got a package in the mail, Mr. Wangens said. I turned around. I did? Yup, I left it in the mailroom. Oh, thank you, I said. Go away! Doodles squawked as I hurried into the mailroom. There, in the corner with the other packages, was a box. A square cardboard box, about the size of a small toaster. It was covered in cute stickers. And it was addressed to me. Me? Yes, me. I never get packages, but in cursive black writing, On the top of the box, it read, Becca Singer, 416 West 91st Street, Apartment 7G, New York, New York, 10027. There was no return address, but there was a big, black, sparkly stamp in the top right corner that said forever. Maybe it was from my dad? My parents got divorced when I was 4. My dad used to live in Brooklyn, and Bram and I stayed with him every other weekend. But when Dad got laid off last year, he had to move to Santa Monica, California, for a new tech job. This was the first time I wouldn't be seeing Dad on my birthday. It felt kind of sad. It felt really sad, actually. I picked up the box. It wasn't heavy. I shook it a little, and something rattled inside. Intrigued, I carried the box over to the elevator, pulled open the collapsible metal door, and stepped inside. Our elevator is super slow. When it finally reached the 7th floor, I got out and unlocked the door to my apartment. We live in a classic 6, which means our apartment has 2 bedrooms, a kitchen, a dining room, a living room, and what used to be a maid's room, which is now our storage and laundry room. My mom has the big bedroom, my brother has the 2nd bedroom, so I live in the dining room. Although, it's not really a dining room because it has a door on it and everything. My mom loves the apartment because it's pre-war, which means it was built before World War II and it's pretty old. It also means the ceilings are high and the floors are wood. I dropped my backpack on the floor and kicked off my sneakers, but held on to the box. Bram, my 12-year-old brother, was pacing around the living room, earbuds in his ears, repeating words in Hebrew. He was practicing for his bar mitzvah. It's this December when he turns 13. I go to Hebrew school on Thursday afternoons, but I won't start studying for my bat mitzvah for another couple of years since I'm only 9 turning 10. I'm one of the younger kids in my grade because my birthday is close to the end of the year. And before you ask, no, I don't have any friends in Hebrew school either. I somehow ended up in a class of all 7 and 8-year-olds. Anyway, my brother's inviting over 50 friends to his bar mitzvah party. I wouldn't have 1 friend to invite. Never mind 50. Mom's getting dinner, I told Bram. He gave me a bug-eyed look. Mom's getting dinner, I said again. He sighed, turned off his audio. What? Mom's getting dinner. I asked for pizza, but she said no. Surprise. He glared at me. I don't care. And I was doing something, and now I have to start over. He turned his audio back on and walked away from me, his usual unpleasant self. I rolled my eyes. Bram didn't talk to his friends the way he talked to me. Obviously. If he did, he wouldn't have any. I carried the package into my room, closing the door behind me. I like my dining room / bedroom. Mom painted the walls lavender, my favorite color. I keep everything neat, too. I like my stuff organized, although you do not want to look under my bed. Hi, Twinkle, I said to my betta fish, who was swimming around in his fishbowl on my dresser. Twinkle is over 4 years old, which might be a world record for a betta fish. The last few fish we had lasted 2 months max. I say we, but Twinkle is really mine. I picked him out, I feed him, and I clean his bowl. I gently set the box on my desk, next to my laptop. On top of my laptop was my forgotten math homework. Awesome. I eyed the box. Maybe Dad had gotten me a phone? That would make up for the crummy day I'd had. I hesitated before opening the box. Sometimes the promise of something is better than the real thing, you know? The lid was taped closed with clear packing tape. I took out my scissors to carefully open it and then flipped the top up. The interior of the box was decorated with tiny circles. and sitting in the center of the box was an emerald green, glittery pouch. Ooh. I took out the pouch and opened it carefully. Inside was a delicate bracelet made of turquoise and gold beads of different sizes. It was beautiful. There was also a letter in the box on a sheet of old-looking paper. The words were written in black cursive that matched the handwriting on the box. Tingles spread up my arms as I started to read.